Well, it was so
Love
quiet.
Talk Radio.
Live Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I serve as a modern-day Shulamite woman as the owner and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And tonight, it truly blesses my very soul to welcome you all to another Revival Monday for this November 1st, 2021. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So won't you bow your hearts with me as we go to the Lord. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace just praising you for yet another opportunity to come out and worship you in spirit and in truth. Father God, we thank you for this Revival Monday. And we pray right now that your Holy Spirit will just come into this place, Lord. Come into this atmosphere and fill us. Lord, we pray a special blessing upon everyone who is within the sound of my voice. Bless every household represented, O God. And we pray, Lord God, that if someone has strayed away, Lord, that they will be reignited, that they will be rejuvenated, regenerated, and restored. And Lord, we pray that if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, that today would be the day that they would make you their Lord and their Savior. Oh God, tonight it is our prayer that you revive us. Revive us again. Lord, we just thank you for being able to revive us in our heart, revive us in our spirit, revive our mindset. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father God, because you fill us up and give us power and strength that we would not have in and of ourselves. Lord God, we just glorify you and magnify you because you are worthy. So Lord, come into this place and have your way. And we just pray that you pour into Apostle Zeta as she pours into your people, oh God. We pray that you use the woman of God mightily, Lord. Hallelujah. So that hearts and minds will be convicted and souls can be set free and strongholds may be brought down and revelations will be made, God, in the name of Jesus. We do pray it all. Amen. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. We just want to thank all of you that are here with us on tonight. And I am now going to bring to you our anointed speaker for this evening. What can I say about Apostle Zeta Flowers? She is, hallelujah, the founder and the senior pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship, located in Oakland, California. She is a woman that is always on fire for the Lord, and it truly blesses my soul to introduce to some and present to others the woman of God and the anointed speaker of the evening, hallelujah, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen. Apostle Zeta, are you having technical difficulties? Hallelujah. Sometime mother gets stuck on you, child. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. All right, you are all right, mother. You on? Very good. Thank you.
Hello, and God bless you. I have three little people here that will be picked up in the next few minutes.
Well, Mother, why don't we do this? We're going to tag team tonight. Why don't I start and you will come in, hallelujah, and that way it will give you time, glory, because we family and we work it out together.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. All right, thanks to God, tonight we are going to be talking about reviving our prayer life. Glory to God. You know, God has given us 24/7 access to his throne room. But there's so many of us out there today that's getting discouraged when we pray. There's so much going on in the world today, and we're looking around, and we're getting overwhelmed and overcome, and we're thinking, what's the use? But I came to tell you tonight that God is still in the prayer answering business, God changes not. Hallelujah. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So there's nothing wrong with God. So it must be the way we're praying. Maybe our prayer life is degenerating. Maybe we're just thinking that God is waiting for us to get the prayers right. But we need to stop and remember that tonight that prayer is simply talking to God the Father. And he delights in us. Have you ever met a parent that, you know, kind of frowns or disapproves of their own baby? I think not. They're thrilled. I don't care what that baby looks like. I don't care how that baby is shaped. They think their baby is the most beautiful baby in the world. But, you know, that's the same way God loves our prayers. They don't have to be long and arduous. They don't have to be full of long words, full of Greek and Hebrew. We just need to go up there to God and acknowledge that he's God. You know, but see, the problem, the reason why we need a revival of our prayer life is because so many of us, we know we're missing the mark. Okay? We know that we are not doing everything in our power to be in position to have our prayers answered. Therefore, we get easily discouraged. Therefore, we will not pray as we ought. But we need to remember tonight that it is not about us living up to the mark. It is not about us being perfect because we're being perfected. The word of God says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. That's Colossians 4 and 2. When you devote yourself to something, that means you're committed to it. You're dedicated to it. You take time out to do it. And it ain't because you feel like, oh, you know, it ain't every once in a while. It's not hit and miss. The word of God says, rejoice always without ceasing. We're supposed to give thanks in all circumstances. I don't care if we got a pandemic. I don't care if we in the middle. You know, you might not have no food on your table. You might not have the things that you feel like you need and want. But see, what you got to do, beloved, is begin to trust God in advance and go boldly through to his throne of grace and ask. We have not because we ask not. And when we do ask, we ask amiss. Saints of God, we need to know and understand that we need our prayer life revived. We need to light a fire. The world, you know, we have been talking about revival. Well, I have told you over and over again, revival is 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal their land. The land in your heart, the land in your soul, the land in your spirit, your community, your church, your country, your state, your country, your continent. We need our prayer life revived because we've got work to do. We've got work to do for the kingdom of God. We need to do all things through prayer and supplication. So we need our prayer life revived. Remember when you first got saved? Oh, you wanted to talk to Jesus about everything. Lord, I just came up here. I just want to talk to you. You know, Lord Jesus, I don't know, but Father, I just wanted to come up here and tell you I'm thinking about doing so-and-so, and I'm thinking about, you know, doing that. And, you know, But now you look around and you say, Lord, when am I going to have time to pray with the kids and the job and the spouse and the problems, and I'm working in the church and, But we have to make time, because devoted prayer starts, beloved, with a heart attitude to love God. It's having an attitude to say, Lord, I'm going to call on you throughout this day. And you know what I'm going to do, Jesus? I'm going to call you before the fact. I don't want to call on you when it's time to repent. I want to call on you before the fact. I'm going to call on you before I take the drink. I'm going to call on you before I yell at my kids. I'm going to call on you before I pick up that bottle of alcohol. I'm going to call on you before I go out and do something stupid out of my own fear. I'm going to call on you before. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to listen. We need our prayer lives revived because we're not listening to God. God is steady talking and we ain't listening. So I'm giving you reasons that we need our prayer life revived. Now I'm going to check with our beloved apostle to see if she's ready to begin her teaching in earnest, in the name of Jesus. Apostle, what say you?
I'm on.
All right. Let the Lord use you. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. And I thank you so much for filling in the time. My job didn't quite end when I thought it would. But I praise God anyway.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise him.
We do. I enjoy what I heard. Praise God. And I'm going to just have a word of prayer before I get started. Father God, we just thank you for this time of revival. We thank you, Lord, that you have gotten our attention. We thank you that we are preparing for revival. Praise God, we're praying for a revival to break out. Hallelujah. Through us, and all over, because it truly is needed. And so we ask, Lord, tonight that there will be even a greater stirring between us as we are being revived our own selves. And we pray, Lord, for our prayer life to be revived. Even though we may have been praying, we need to pray more. Hallelujah. This is a time to really be on our faces. This is a time to cry out. Hallelujah. This is a time to fall down before you. Hallelujah. And to cry out, because we are in our whole country is in a state of crisis. All kinds of things are going on, things that we have not seen before are happening, and even the things that we were seeing before happening are happening even in greater ways. And so, Lord, we know that there is a need. Hallelujah. We know that there's a need for our prayer lives to be revived. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are stirred even the more. Praise God. Also, I pray, Lord, that you would give more of us a burden, hallelujah, for souls in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we need to have that concern more than ever before, because as we know, Satan is raging, hallelujah, but Lord, we also are waging war. And so we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that our prayer lives will be revived, all over. All the intercessors, hallelujah, that we will all be stirred even the more, to pray even the more. Lord, I pray that you will quicken us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that you will bring about a seriousness about this in the name of Jesus. Because as we come before you and we pray, we know that things do happen. We know, hallelujah, the more that we push into prayer, hallelujah, the more we will see things change. And so we look to you tonight, Lord, for that to take place in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, I pray that you will guide me through some of the things that I want to share on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our prayer life is so important. It is so important that we pray. Praise God. We are strengthened in our prayer. The more we pray, the more we're strengthened. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we want to revive our prayer lives, even in our personal life. Praise God that we pray more, that when we come into, and then I also believe that we should come together in corporate prayer more than we should. Praise God, and because the more we come together in corporate prayer, the more we are empowered to pray. Praise God, hallelujah, and when we come together like that, we're interceding on the behalf of situations that need to be changed. We're coming together and interceding on the behalf of others. Praise God, and God hears our prayers and He makes a difference. He said in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer you. He also let us know that he would show us great and mighty things just through our prayer life. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm gonna just talk about some of the requirements if we're going into prayer for revival. We need to really be sincere. We need to be fervent. We need to turn our plates over. We need to really look to God to help us to and to encourage even the more, praise God, that we be, that we be on our job, praise God, as intercessors, as prayer warriors, standing in the gap for others, praise God. We need to be prompt. We need to be diligent, delegated, and committed. Praise God. We also need to be demonstrators of the fruit of the fruit of the Spirit, which is in Galatians, that we need to pay attention to who we are, to our character. When we come before our Heavenly Father, we need to come right. We need to let Him know, even though He already knows, where we are. And why we're engaged even in prayer, hallelujah. And so I believe that now at this time, as the enemy is doing so much, he's doing a lot. But I believe that there are many praying and calling out to God, and so we just need to do it even the more. Praise God. We need to be consistent in prayer. Hallelujah. And this will also help us to revive our prayer lives. If we're consistent, if we're constantly in prayer, praise God, and we need to come humbly before God. We need not come in our own way, but to come before Him, allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us even in our prayer lives. And I believe that if we do that, we'll be praying right. Praise God. So when we come to God, when we come to Him, we're coming to one that is supernatural. Praise God. And as we pray rely on the Holy Spirit, our prayers are going to come forth supernaturally. praise God, and we're going to see changes. We're going to see some rearrangements. We're going to see things happen. Hallelujah. We're going to see the works of darkness destroyed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We also need to be in the Word of God because there are times that we need to actually just pray the Word. The scripture that in Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Praise God. So it's very important that we come humbly before God, seeking him, seeking his presence, looking to him, even about what to pray about, because we don't always know. We don't always know. But I do know in Mark 11:24, it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. So we should come forth with faith, believing, knowing who God is and knowing that he will make the changes. Praise God. But we need to come to him. We need to, James 4:3 says, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust, on the things that we desire, the things that we want to happen for the sake of ourselves. We have to really go to God. When we're praying for a revival, we need to really forget about self, because we want to reach God, and we want to reach him concerning the things that concern us. And we should be really concerned, even thinking about revival, and knowing what revival will do, speaking of the body of Christ. If we're revived, we're prayed up, we're on our post and everything, and we're doing the things that we need to do, it's going to encourage others also to come along as well and join in and to pray also. So it's so important that we come forth believing God. James 5:15 says, and the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as when we come together corporately, we're coming together in agreement. And this kind of prayer knits our hearts together through the Holy Spirit. And praise God, we will see things be manifested. We'll see situations changed. We'll see lives changed. We'll see people getting saved. We'll see people being healed. We'll see signs and wonders. The Lord said, if we believe, signs and wonders shall follow us. Not us looking for a sign or a wonder, but they shall follow us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Meaning that whatever we're looking to God for will happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then, let's see. As I said before, I think I mentioned it about intercession. It's relevant, powerful. Persistent, and we need to be persistent in our prayers. You know, when we go into praying for revival, as we are praying for revival, the Lord will lay burdens upon us. Praise God. And so it is vital that we know the power and authority that we have in him. And as we go forth in prayer, knowing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Praise God. And just knowing that the petitions that we're putting before him, praise God, they will take place. Hallelujah. And 1 John 5:14 and 15 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of him. Praise God. Hallelujah. In those times that that we're coming forth to pray, I'm just going to read the scriptures from Romans 8, 26 and 27. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that's why it's so important to rely on the Holy Spirit, because when we come into prayer like we're doing now, hallelujah, for revival, we need to oftentimes rely on the Holy Spirit, because we'll have those times where we don't know exactly what to ask for, what to pray for. But as we rely on the Holy Spirit, it says that, you know, because it says in the 27th verse, he searches the hearts and knoweth what the mind of the Spirit is. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I thank the Lord for the scriptures here that he has given me. Also, we all know this one, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, where it says that we pray without ceasing. We should always be in prayer. Always, always have a prayer in our heart. Praise God. We're going to be in situations where even perhaps praying for revival, that we won't always be able to do it like we want to, but we can pray even in our workplaces. We can pray. We can pray silently. We can pray on our break times and things like that, because when we're fasting and praying, it is so important to break away, praise God, from others so that we can seek the Lord, so that we can pray. Just going to mention some of those in the examples of those in the Old Testament and the New Testament, different things that they prayed for. Moses prayed in Exodus, the 15th chapter and the 25th verse. He prayed for the removal of plagues. We're praying now over the plagues that we have been plagued with, such as COVID-19 and other variants. Praise God. So we're seeking the Lord for a lot of things as we go into trusting God for revival. Praise God. And then let's see. That was the Old Testament. Solomon prayed for wisdom, and wisdom was granted. Elijah prayed for rain. Job prayed for his friends, and things began to change, even when he was in the situation that he was in. Things began to change for him as he began to pray for others. Praise God. Hallelujah. So there are so many examples in the Word of God. Just looking at some of the other ones. In Matthew, when the centurion prayed for his servant, praise God. Paul and Barnabas prayed diligently for the churches. That's in Acts 14. We saw a difference. So that's why it's so important that that we pray, that we have a prayer life, that that prayer is just part of our lives, that prayer is what we do. Praise God. The Bible tells us that the prayers of the righteous avail much. God is open. God's ears are open to our prayers. He hears our prayers, and he moves. Hallelujah. He moves according to our prayers. When we're going forth in intercession, it touches the heart of God. You know, we know the ministry of Jesus, and we know how he prayed. And so he is our greatest example, praise God. As an intercessor, the call is great, praise God. The rewards are great. But it takes an obedient heart, praise God. We must be obedient. God is faithful to reward us. God is faithful to do things for others that we pray for. God will make things happen for us because we pray. We can trust him. We can know that we're just not speaking words, but we're speaking to a God, a heavenly, speaking to our heavenly Father. He's big. He's great. He's the greatest. And when we come to him, he can do what we ask of him. But he wants us to ask him. He wants us to rely on him. He wants us to put our trust in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas trusted God. They were released from prison, hallelujah, because they continued to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I said before, God will strengthen us as we pray. So we want to be vigilant in our prayer life, and also watch for God's revelation, because as we pray, the Lord begins to reveal certain things to us that we would not know about otherwise. Praise God. We can pray for deliverance. Hallelujah. And to me, just being revived is like being resurrected, coming alive. Hallelujah. Maybe someone's prayer life has been dormant. And then as we begin to pray and ask the Lord to revive our prayer life again, he will do that. He will do that. Praise God. So it's time to equip ourselves for revival, because I believe, and many of us believe, that there is going to be an outpouring, hallelujah, of God's Spirit. And the Word of God backs that up. He's going to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we can trust that to happen. Praise God. I don't know if my time is up or not, but I've shared what I believe I needed to share. But we need to also remember that the qualities that we should have as being an intercessor, even going into prayer, that we show our love, that we show that God's love that's in us, that will come forth. We have to come forth in love. Praise God. Hallelujah. God loved us before we even knew how to love. We need to have a knowledge of God's word, so we need to study. Praying the word is powerful, and it is also vital, praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Isaiah 34:16, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. Praise God. So it's important for us to know what to say. We need to be reliable and dedicated. We need to have a teachable heart ourselves. We need to have a heart of mercy. We need to have honesty in our own lives. We need to be honest and we need to be humble. We need to pray positive prayers, positive and blessing prayers when we come forth. Praise God. We are called. We need to know that we are, hallelujah, we are called to pray. And then we need to show forth the power of reconciliation in our prayers, because God is a reconciling God. We need to learn how to be team players. We need to know how to come together in prayer as a team, praise God, and be knowing that we're under authority. You know, God has given us authority, but we need to also know that we're under his authority and his accountability. We need to know and understand the schemes of the devil, the schemes of the evil one, and to resist him, to know how to do that, to know how to go into spiritual warfare, to put on the whole armor of God, as it tells us in Ephesians as we come forward. We need to understand the cross, praise God, to know, to really understand, hallelujah. We need to understand that Jesus bore the cross, hallelujah, and why, and he did it, and know that he did it for us, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to now, I have more, but I'm going to turn it back over to Bishop Shirlene Cook so that she can go forth and do what she needs to do.
All right. Did you say you were finished, or did the, Apostle Zeta, did you say you were finished, or did the Holy Spirit say you were finished?
Well,
you better go on and finish up that sermon. You better go on and finish up that sermon. I'm not, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get my prayer life revived over here. You better go on and finish.
I don't have my cloth in front of me tonight, so I wasn't sure.
Go right ahead. You good. You good. Run it.
All right. I understand now. I can go a few more minutes. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to just share a little bit about, this will have to do with warfare. Okay, well, first I'm going to just share some attributes of a person of prayer, an intercessor. We need to abandon all our self-interest, rely on what God has given us to pray for. Also, we need to, acceptance is the word here. We should be willing to accept the assignment of prayer, of praying for someone, whether we know them or not. Praise God. I mentioned before a little about accountability. We need to be faithful to the call and the life of prayer. We need to be willing to give God our voices. You know, he's called us to prayer. And so we need to go forth using our voice, praise God, in prayer, be accountable for what we need to do. We need to be advocates. We need to go in another person's place and plead their case. I don't know if that's happened to any of you, but it has to me. There are times that we need to step in as an advocate in prayer and just plead somebody else's case. What they may be going through might be just too heavy for them right now. So we need to be their advocate. There are times that our prayers are agonizing. We so we need to be willing to hear the hurt of someone else, to hear the hurt of others, and to feel what they feel when we go into prayer. Praise God. And it makes a difference. Hallelujah. Remember that Jesus was touched by and for our infirmities. Praise God. And so as we go into that kind of prayer, agonizing, hallelujah, because somebody else is hurting, hallelujah, and they may be hurting bad, and they may be going through something that they've been told. The doctor may have given them some news that wasn't so good, and so we need to be touched by their infirmities, God, and we need to pray accordingly. Another one is going into armor, being a soldier, not being afraid to take the fight, to go straight to the devil in the name of Jesus. And there are times we just need to do that. We need to command. We need to, demand. We need to command and against the forces of Satan. Praise God. Because he comes strong sometimes, but we also have to be strong. Hallelujah. We have to remember that we have our armor on, and we have to know that God has given us divine weapons to fight with. So we don't have to take down. Praise God. Availability. This is a big one. Just being available. Available. Praise God. I try to keep, I'm busy, but I try to keep myself available. Sometimes I'll get a call in the middle of the day, and I may be busy, but I somehow have to let that individual know that I am available. Whether it be by text or answering the phone, I need to let them know that I'm available. I'm available for God. I'm submissive. I've yielded my life, and I'm also humble. So sometimes I just send a text and I let the person know that I'm praying for you, but I will call you later. Because sometimes people just need you to pray with them. We should have an awareness about, what's going on, whether it's a person or a situation we're praying about or whatever we're taking to the Lord in prayer. We need to be sensitive about it. Look beyond the situation, knowing that through prayer it can happen. Praise God. And then as we go into prayer with authority, understanding what we can pray about, what we can ask God for, knowing that we're not begging, but we're coming boldly to the throne of grace because there is a need, because we really do need to approach God over the situation. Praise God. And that is to me, that's going into war. Hallelujah. That's taking charge. Hallelujah. That's moving in. That's invading the situation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So those are some of the points that I really wanted to bring
Praise
out.
God.
Yes, I just really wanted to bring out some of that and to know, for us to know as we go into prayer that we're not defeated. Praise God. We're not defeated. We're coming into prayer with victory. We're coming
yes.
in victorious. We're coming in knowing, hallelujah, hallelujah, that God's got it. Hallelujah. We're giving it over to him and he's got it.
Yes,
and,
Lord.
And,
thank you, Jesus.
And so we can accept the change. Hallelujah. We can accept. Hallelujah, that there will be breakthroughs. We can accept the fact that people will be delivered, that people will be set free. Hallelujah. We can just know in our heart, hallelujah, because of the one that we're speaking to, communicating to, hallelujah, will do just what we're asking him to do. Praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless you all, and I hope that I said something to help someone tonight. God bless
Hallelujah.
You, Bishop Charlene, for the time.
God bless you, ma'am.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We praise God for that timely word about our reviving our prayer life. Hallelujah. We just need revival in every area of our lives. Like I said earlier, we need revival we need revival of our heart.
Yeah.
Our heart set, our mindset. We need revival of our spirit. We need revival in every area of our lives, and especially, and the key that gets us to all of that is prayer. Prayer.
Yes.
Prayer changes things. Prayer is a weapon of war. It is our strongest weapon.
Yes.
Because when we take something to the Lord, hallelujah, it's a done deal. The Word of God says, if I abide in you and you abide in me, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. Nowhere in there does it say maybe or perhaps. It says it shall be done. So I want to thank you, Apostle Zeta, for just getting us stirred up about prayer. And at this time, I'm going to allow the other servant leaders and our listeners to come on in and put their praise on it. They might have a prayer request, but we're going to allow everyone that would like to comment. If you are in the studio and you would like to have a word, kindly press your 1 on your keypad, and I will address you by your area code or the last 4 digits of your number. Unless you are a family member, I'm just going to call you by name. Amen and glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to start with Sister Juanita. Would you like to have a word this evening?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, darling.
I just want to ask if you all could pray for me and my children. We've been going through a hard time since I lost my 17-year-old son, and it's just been really hard up on us. My 13-year-old daughter has been suicidal ever since. And just asking for prayers from you all, if you don't mind, and if you can, please.
Oh, amen. Come on, thanks for God.
Jesus.
We own this one.
Jesus.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come now before your throne of grace, lifting up our little sister Juanita, Father God. We pray right now, Father God, that you would pour your Holy Spirit into her and strengthen her, oh Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we ask that you comfort her now. Hallelujah. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would give her a peace that surpasses all understanding. That our little sister
Lord,
will be able to look past her situation and her circumstances, Father God, and know that you're able, that you're still in the miracle walking business, Father God, that you sit high and you look low and you don't miss anything. And, Lord, we're coming before you right now as a family. We're standing in the gap, Father God, for our little sister. We're praying the strength that she doesn't have. Lord, we're praying with the conviction that she might not feel. Lord, she might not know everything that she needs to pray. But we're praying by the power of your Holy Spirit that we pray so that change will come, that the change will be made. Lord, we're praying for her daughter. Lord God, we pray. We know that everybody grieves differently. Everybody deals with pain differently, Father God. But we know that you are able to heal every manner of pain, Lord.
Every.
In mind, in body, and in spirit. Father God, we ask that you just touch her with your hand of love. Let her know that she is your child. Right now, in the name of Jesus,
we
speak life, Father God. She shall live and she shall not die. In the name of Jesus, we refuse, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to just let her be turned over to the enemy. We cast down, we counsel out, we rebuke every negative spirit that comes against this baby in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We plead the blood of Jesus over this family right now.
Right.
Lord, we ask that you provide for them. Because, Lord, you said you would give us our daily bread. That's our food. That's our water.
Yeah.
That's our housing. That's the things that we need. Lord, provide their daily bread.
Yes.
And then, Lord, give them an extra portion. Lord, bless them now so that their faith will increase. Bless them right now, Lord, so when they come, this mother comes out on the other side, she will have a testimony, Lord, that gives you glory and honor, that gives you praise. Lord, you said in your holy word that you would never see the righteous forsaken nor their seed begging bread.
Yes, Lord God.
We're standing on your word right now. We're praying in the name of Jesus that you would send help where help is needed. Whatever resources are needed, Lord God, we know that you're able. So bless her now, Father God. Touch her now, Lord God. Lord, reach down and just touch her heart and begin that healing process, Father God. Let her, Lord, put her up under your pinion, Lord God. And minister to her very soul, Father. We're praying in your son's, Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you for every servant leader that is on this call, every person that is praying this prayer with me, Lord God. And then we'll pray it again all over this world. We're standing, Lord, expecting you to move. We're standing, Lord, with a revived prayer life, saying, Lord God, we know you can and we believe that you will.
Oh, God. Yes, we do.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're praising you in advance because you you said if we cry out to you that you would hear us, oh God. You said if we would walk after your ways, Lord God, if we would seek your face, we knock at the door, you're going to answer. We seek you and we'll find you, God.
Yes, Lord. We're depending on you,
Lord. Yes,
Lord. So, Lord, we want to thank you,
Lord,
for the Holy Ghost boldness. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just praise your holy name right now, Lord God.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
because we know that you and you alone are able.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we just pray that you pour into her.
Yes.
We just pray, Lord, that your quiet, sweet spirit will touch her now.
Yes,
touch her
Lord.
Now, Lord, and begin to break the yokes of frustration.
Yes.
Lord, break those yokes. Hallelujah. Not being good enough. Break the yoke of guilt. Break any yoke, Lord, that needs to be broke. We want it broke up off of her in the name of Jesus so that she can live an abundant life right now.
Right now.
Because she's worthy.
Yes.
You validated her on the cross when you died for her sin and our sin at Calvary.
Yes.
You said, Lord God, she's your baby. So, Lord, take your child in your arms, please, sir, and rock her and comfort her and keep her and sustain her. And Lord, bless
Lord.
Her and her children.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, hallelujah. Feed her soul. Feed her spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Feed her mind with more and more of you so that she can stand strong and not allow the enemy to come against her, Lord. But we know, Lord God, she's hurting. So we heard her family, Lord. We're just gathering around her, Lord.
Lord,
and we're going to stand in the gap and shore up the hard places.
Yes, Lord.
Because we know what you can do.
We
believe in what you do. And we give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' mighty and holy name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Jesus'
name.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, saints.
You,
all right. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord.
Thank
God.
You,
hallelujah. All right, it's time to put your praise on it. If you know prayer, it changes things. If you got a prayer request, hallelujah. If you just want to just tell people about the power of prayer in your life, kindly press your one. And I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. Also, I am requesting that all the servant leaders and all of my all of our listeners around the globe, please keep our dear sister, the host of Gap Ministry Bible Study, lifted up, Apostle J. Leon Travis, as she and his beautiful wife and the rest of the family of faith deal with the transitioning of Apostle Lee Harris. And you know what, saints, what I praise God for is as we pray for them, we can rejoice because they know that true servant leaders of God, true servants of God, they don't die. They simply transition to their eternal position.
Yes.
And see, Apostle Harris is leaving a legacy of faith, a legacy of love, a legacy of prayer, and a legacy of God's word. And everyone that's set up under him, they learned from him, and they
Thank
will
you.
Carry what they learned from him the
Thank
rest
you.
Of their lives. So tonight, this program is being dedicated to Apostle Lee Harris. Now, saints of God, it's time for you to put your praise on up on it, up on it, up on it. Amen. So we're going to go ahead over to Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, our beautiful, beautiful prophetess down there in Arizona. Put your praise. Go come on in the room and put your praise on it now.
Thank you, Jesus.
I praise God. I praise God. I praise God for the victory. And I praise God for our sister Juanita and the victory for her and her family.
Yes.
I thank the Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Whoever calls him and is bold enough to say, I need prayer. That's
Come
where
on.
The victory starts, right there.
Glory to God.
In prayer.
Yes.
And we just thank God for the Harris family, and we're keeping them lifted up in prayer for their victory as well.
Uh-huh.
And I just thank God for the word tonight, Apostle Zeta. She just covered so much about prayer.
Yes, she did.
All types of prayer. It's not just one type of prayer. It's a whole lot of prayer. And we pray in faith,
Thank
believing
you.
And knowing that God has heard that prayer, that God has delivered us and delivered those that we pray for. This morning as I prayed, I said, Lord, I haven't been praying for this person. I started praying for other people, just calling out names and governments and all of that.
Everything.
And the Holy Ghost just really blessed me. And I just thank God. We're blessed when we pray for others.
Yes, we are.
It blesses us as well as answered prayer for
Yes, it does.
So
enjoy
the program tonight. And I'm going to let Apostle say something here.
Come on in the room, Apostle. Come on.
I give God praise and I give God glory. And I just want to, if it's all right with Bishop, I want to pass something on to Juanita. And that is, we are praying for you, but there's
Thank
something
you.
That you
Thank
can do. And that is, if you don't have it, get yourself a bottle of blessed oil and
yes,
lay
ma'am.
Hands on your daughter. And we're going to touch and agree with you
Thank
when
you
do. Because
Amen.
That's a demon.
Amen.
That is a demon. trying to infiltrate your home. You and you tell you speak to your daughter's spirit, and this is what you say. My daughter, you say your name, her name shall live and not die and declare the name of the Lord in Jesus'
name.
We got victory. As Apostle David talked about spiritual warfare, this is part of the prayer. And we will touch and agree with you that God will move in your behalf. I'm seeing that.
Amen.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give up my position. When I just got saved, I had not been filled with the Holy Ghost. And when Sister called me and said that she was talking to someone on the phone, and they were Christian, they were about to lose their job and about to lose their furniture in their house.
Jesus.
And I told the sister, I said, I'm going to go to the throne of grace. I'm going to go up to him, and I'm going to knock on the gate and tell God about it.
Yeah.
I started praying, and the Holy Ghost hit me in the top of my head, and I fell on the floor. And all of a sudden, I start speaking in tongues. I hadn't spoken in tongues. I just got saved. And I started speaking in tongues, and bam, God moved. So I say to you all, you get in fervent prayer, God will
move. Thank you, Jesus.
You may not know anything, but you make your request be made known unto God, and God will answer. Amen.
Little sister, hallelujah, little sister, I will walk down the street in the morning, and before you anoint, do anything, we will pray together, and I will anoint you. Okay? Amen.
Yes. Thank you.
So I will see you tomorrow, okay? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Mother Mitchell, come on in the room. Put your praise on it.
I'd just like to say to Sister Flowers, wonderful, wonderful message, timely for our revival of prayer. You know, prayer is such an individual, in a way, kind of thing. It's between you and your God. And sometimes it's hard to do corporate praying or to pray out loud sometimes. But, you know, that will come. So I just thank God for all the good word that you said tonight. And I already grafted in my heart. Anytime you speak, that's something that I do, because you always have such good things to say and good things that we need to graft in our hearts and to hold precious there, because sooner or later we're going to need them. So I just thank God for you, and I love you very much.
Thank you. I love you too.
Amen. Anybody else want to put their praise on it, get their prayer request in? You are more than welcome to do so. It is not too late. Glory to God. Because, see, look, I want to get my praise on for the Lord. I want to get my prayer on for the Lord while my blood is yet warm in my vein, you know. So I want to praise God while I can. And I want to thank you, Apostle Zeta, for that wonderful, wonderful word. And I'm looking forward to your prayer conference the last two Mondays of the month. When we finish our revival, we will be going straight into Apostle Zeta's prayer conference, because I believe we cannot get enough prayer. We cannot study enough about prayer. We cannot pray enough. So I'm looking forward to all that you will be teaching during your conference, ma'am. And I'm just praying that the people of God will tune in, because I'm sure that they will be blessed as we always are. So I just want to thank you all for listening tonight. I want to thank all the wonderful servant leaders here, Mother Mitchell, Apostle and Prophetess Holloway, and, of course, our anointed speaker for tonight. I'm so glad that my little sister, a young lady that I am mentoring here, she lives down the street, was in the house tonight. So I will be sitting with her and loving on her and talking with her, and, you know, I will be there. So I am glad that she was here to hear about prayer. And so I just praise God, because God doesn't do anything by accident. God doesn't do anything by accident. So I just want to give God glory, honor, and praise. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. I pray that you heard something that truly blessed you. Now, if you are within the sound of my voice and you do not have the holy hookup, i.e., you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, do not leave this studio. Do not leave this chat room. Do not turn off your computer without going to the Lord and saying, Lord Jesus, listen, let this be your first prayer. It's called the sinner's prayer. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. For I believe that your son, you are the son of the living God, and that you came,
glory,
you lived, you died, and you rose,
yeah,
for my sin. That's how you can make it personal.
Yeah.
And then you can ask him to come into my life and save me for your purpose and glory. Lord, teach me your way. Make me, mold me so that you can use me, so that I can forever praise you. And then you got to put the stamp on it to get everything up to the throne room. You must say, in Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. And if you just prayed that prayer with me, all I want to say is hallelujah and welcome to the family of God. Trust and believe. Look here, you are about to have a good time, because, see, not only is Jesus standing in the door, he's standing in the door at the door with a gift basket. Okay, that gift basket has your salvation in it. Grace and mercy and faith, forgiveness, righteousness, holiness, his holy word, prayer, and his Holy Spirit. The moment you gave your life to Jesus, you now have a life partner in the Holy Spirit. So all you need to do now is begin to study to show yourself approved. Get yourself into a local church. When we are online, you know, whether they're having church services again, go online, or get around people that know Christ, that love Christ, and are going to tell you the truth. His truth, not their opinions, not their agenda, but his truth.
Amen.
And then ask God by the power of his Spirit to show you what it is he wants you to do. Don't let somebody else tell you what God told you to do. You ask God what you're supposed to do. You ask God how to use your gift and how to use your word to glorify him so that men will know him. And God will do just that. So once again, I want to thank you all for listening. You have been listening to Revival Monday on the Spirit Alive Network. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and on behalf of myself and all the anointed servant leaders here tonight, we pray, it is our fervent prayer that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you truly be ye transformed. From all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, good night and God bless you. Amen, everybody. You were awesome. I love you. Good night. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.